And away we go, beginning with the Iron Foundry. This is A440 on WFMU. That's a composition by Alexander Mosoloff. You can find that on a lovely compilation on Sub Rosa called The Young Person's Guide to the Avant-Garde. Just kind of a play on the Leonard Bernstein Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. Actually, sorry, that would be Benjamin Britten, but Bernstein did those Young People's Orchestra concerts with the New York Phil. Legendary, good lectures, beautiful, beautiful stuff. And I have programmed a lot of music, so there'll be more music and a whole lot less of me, but that's kind of the point now, isn't it? My name's Bethany, this is A440, and we're gonna go right into some music of Pierre Boulez. This is called Mazarise, and it's very colorful, very gorgeous, and I picked up from where we ended up last week with some Boulez. So stick around, we've got a lot of great music until 9 p.m. tonight. A440, WFMU, glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you.
That piece for piano and live electronics by Jonathan Harvey called Tombeau de Messiaen, which was written to give homage to the composer Messiaen, who died in 1992, and this piece was written in 1994. Jonathan Harvey, really interesting British composer, and I'm just exploring Jonathan Harvey's works now and was kind of saddened to learn that he passed in 2012. But thank goodness for recordings, and we can dig into, and hopefully live performances too, of works of Jonathan Harvey. And Hommage à Boulez, so some tributes to French composers in the 20th century there, and the album there is an homage to Boulez. The piece we heard is a composition of Pierre Boulez, and Messagique, it's French, it's written in 1976 for solo cello and six cellos. I pick the music, I don't have to pronounce it. I give myself a pass on French and Finnish. But we were listening to the West Eastern Divan Orchestra conducted by Daniel Barenboim. And this is A440, and an edition of Too Much Music for 1 Hour. So I'm going quickly into it, and then I encourage you to check out more in terms of commentary, etc. And what we just, I just mentioned, thank goodness for recordings. Now here's a piece, interesting thing, arranged by Peter Warlock, and it's a string fantasia of Henry Purcell that he arranged, and this is from a 78. It's got a little bit of that scratchy tone. I've passed on some archival recordings, but the next few minutes, get that scratchy old experience. Henry Purcell, arranged by Peter Warlock. That's the Clockwinder, a collaboration between violinist Hilary Hahn and, what did I say, pianist, composer, prepared piano maestro extraordinaire, Hauschka. It's on the album Silfra. Clockwinder. I've played it a couple times, I think, but right at the end of the piece before, which was by Georges Apergy, I don't know, I just heard it and thought I'd squeeze it into this already kind of jam-packed show. But Freeform Radio, that's what we can do here. This is A440. My name is Bethany. Moving through, I don't know, I guess maybe I'm hoping to put more notes than any show in this one. More! Many more! Look, the playlist has an omission. Okay, well, then I have to tell you what the Georges Apergy was. It's from a suite of four pieces called Four Pieces Fébrile, which I'm not sure if it actually translates. There's that French again. French person on the playlist comments said I should not apologize for my French, and I have to say, I think one of my very, 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 very first shows on Stochastic Hit Parade, someone like wrote me an email to just crucify my pronunciation of the word liquid in French. And I thought I had done okay. But no more apologies. Georges Apergy, that piece, stands alone in that suite of four, having almost a minimal Steve Reich kind of thing going on. But saying it has a Steve Reich thing going on is kind of funny because Reich came much later. So apologies for that. Just all apologies right now. Ryan Teague before that, Artifact 3, and the Peter Warlock version, arrangement of Henry Purcell's Fantasia, number 11 in G major. Now, Peter Warlock, it's actually, that's the name he wrote his compositions under, published as Peter Warlock. However, that's a pseudonym for Philip Heseltine. And never have I seen such a elaborate Wikipedia entry on a composer who, may not have reached what we would think of as the mainstream of fringe music, even. He wrote a number of songs. He's a British composer who lived from 1894-1930. Lived a very kind of scandalous and short life. And goes into some detail. And, like, really interesting person to take as a case study of a composer. Now, most of his compositions are not so crazy and out. There's one called The Old Codger, though, which I'll have to share with FMU's Old Codger. But I think, so he was a figure whose notoriety came from the role that he played in this particular scene of music that included Frederick Delius and others, and then he became very influential for a lot of composers after that. So kind of a interesting character in the music history realm there. So it's A440. My name is Bethany. The next thing we will hear is called Synaxis, and it is by French composer Maurice Ohana. So I think with a couple exceptions, it's been largely French and British composers of the 20th century. Peter Warlock a little bit before that. But this next piece I loved, and I had, when I tend to program things, I'll pick like a short movement of something generally just to give a taste. And this one, I had that idea, I'll just take a few of these, and I couldn't do it. So this is a little bit of an extended listen, but well worth the sonic ride in terms of some things that we've also been hearing on this program, a whole lot of, different kinds of color, it's hard to say what is color in a sound, but I think the music speaks for itself. So this is Synaxis by Maurice Ohana here on Freeform WFMU, where we are still basking in the glory of your support during our fundraising marathon. It was legendary. We surpassed our goal, and we thank you dearly. So if you were one who pledged, you own a piece of this place. And if you haven't, there's no time like the present. You can go to wfmu.org and still make a contribution.
Thank you.
We're on the eighth part of Synaxis of Maurice Ohana, a French composer who lived really just about a little bit even longer than Messiaen, also a French composer. They died the same year. Some compositional overlap and interesting things, but I know that while there's so much about Messiaen out there, what a wonderful, prolific, and well-documented and studied composer, Maurice Ohana must find more. This is one of his few pieces for large orchestra. And it looks like, from what I can dig up, I'll have to do some digging to find out more. Maybe even buy a book. What? Can't just find everything online. But I'm so intrigued. And from those who commented on the playlist, it's so nice to hear from you. We had some new listeners chime in or just say hello for the first time, which is always nice to know that folks are out there listening. And here's a little secret for you. I'll just share this, that no matter what kind of day I've had, maybe it was a weird one like today was, I always leave this station on Tuesday nights feeling better than when I had begun. So I just want to say thanks to FMU and everyone for this opportunity. It's quite a joy to bring you A440 Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m., and happy April to everyone. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM online at WFMU.org. Irene Trudell is up next from 9 until midnight, and she has some live guests upstairs in Studio B. So do stay tuned and see you next week.